This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 136 through 139. His steadfast love endures forever. He has rescued us from our foes. By the waters of Babylon, you preserve my life and you hem me in. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith.
Thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise.
enlighten us in the true faith.
From Matthew, the 12th chapter. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. And many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We give thanks to God for the birth of a daughter to seminarian Jonathan and Jenny Lames.
Let us pray. O God,
So rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your final judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here, and dwell with you in perfect joy hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Heavenly Father, you sent your own Son into this world as the child of Mary and Joseph. We thank you for the life of the daughter of Jonathan and Jenny, entrusted to our care. Help us remember that we are all your children, and so love and nurture her, that she may attain to that full stature intended for her in your eternal kingdom. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.